This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Up until now, the local cases of COVID-19 have been linked by public health authorities to people who traveled into the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. That's not true anymore. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has evidence that a strong likelihood of sporadic community spread of COVID-19 is occurring in Bethel. Community spread means that contact tracers cannot determine where a person contracted the virus. It means that anyone in the community might have the virus and be capable of passing it on. YKHC believes that community spread of COVID-19 might be occurring in Bethel after two cases emerged that have not yet been linked to travel. YKHC says the investigations into the two cases are ongoing. The news comes as YKHC announced 9 new cases of coronavirus in the region on Friday and then 4 more cases on Sunday. One case lives in Bethel, the other 12 live in villages. YKHC is not releasing the names of the villages because of public health guidelines for protecting patient privacy. YKHC has announced 97 coronavirus cases related to the region since the pandemic began. 12 of those cases are currently active, according to the Health Corporation's website. YKHC urges everyone to remain vigilant and practice all known protective measures against COVID-19, including avoiding all non-essential travel, regularly washing hands, staying 6 feet away from non-household members, wearing a mask when in public, and disinfecting high-touch surfaces. In education, the news of likely community spread of COVID-19 in Bethel is keeping schools closed. On Saturday, the Lower Kuskokwim School District made the decision to keep operating Bethel schools at high risk, which means education will continue to be conducted remotely. In the high-risk category, there will also be no sports programs. Schools began remotely for Bethel students on August 24th due to a high number of COVID-19 cases in Bethel, but was scheduled to resume in-person classes today. At this time, the school district is continuing remote education in Bethel and has not yet set a date for students to return to classrooms. Several other communities within LKSD have also started remotely due to COVID-19 cases. Those include Nunapachuk, Napakiak, and Kasigluk. At the same time, other communities in LKSD have started school in-person with measures in place to reduce the risk of transmitting the coronavirus. LKSD has been meeting with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation regularly to determine which schools will meet in person and which will meet remotely. In municipal news, last week, the new Bethel City mandates requiring COVID-19 testing for people coming into Bethel went into effect. Acting City Manager Lori Strickler says the city is contacting local businesses and contractors about the mandates and is ordering signs to be put up at the airport and around town and on local media about the requirements for testing, quarantine, and mask. Bethel Police Chief Richard Simmons says the police are preparing to enforce the mandates just like any other city ordinance. They will respond to complaints from the public, but with a small staff, there will not be an officer at the airport making sure people are tested or wearing masks. He says the department has contacted the local cab companies to explain the new city ordinance requiring drivers to ask for proof of testing before picking up passengers at the airport, and mandating that masks be worn by passengers and drivers in the cabs.
There was no word passed back to me that any of them balked at the idea. And their personal views aside, they're going to go ahead and comply so that they can continue their business.
Meanwhile, Dr. Ellen Hodges, Chief of Staff at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, says Conaxes have been brought to set up at the airport so that people waiting for tests would not have to stand out in the cold this winter.
Conaxes that we have are specially ventilated and it will have excellent negative pressure ventilation. Testing outdoors is something that we will continue to strive for and do as often as we can, but realistically speaking, for those of you who are from here and have been outside in the winter, there's just no chance that that will be a safe way to do testing when it's really cold.
The state has a hotline for people to report violations of COVID-19 state mandates. The city is not putting in a special phone line, but acting city manager Lori Strickler says it has created a place for citizen reports of mandate concerns at its website and a special email address, wecare@cityofbethel.net. Mandated testing at the airport, a 14-day quarantine for people traveling into Bethel, along with masks required in public spaces, were passed by the Bethel City Council during a special meeting last week. In more municipal news, tonight, the Bethel City Council will consider redeclaring a local disaster emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The city's last emergency declaration expired July 25th. This declaration specifies that the city should take all precautions against COVID-19, quote, until there is no longer a threat. The council is considering some options about city properties. They will start talking about transferring the old senior center to Bethel Winter House to use as a year-round homeless shelter. The old senior center, located in the housing subdivision, has been vacant since 2014 and will need some work. Bethel Winter House President John Cochran has said renovations for the building could cost over $1 million, but Winter House has already raised most of the necessary funds. Also on the agenda are a couple of items involving the YK Fitness Center, paying for a feasibility study for building a basketball gym there, and authorizing more money to repair the existing building after parts of it froze last winter and closed the pool. The current estimated cost of those fixes is over $600,000. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.